IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks brother, for inviting.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, from Rabia level 12 to Rabia level 17 is called the Week of Unity. This term was coined by the late Imam Khomeini in order to establish brotherhood and solidarity between all the Muslims. As we know, in the Islamic calendar, two dates are recorded for the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. According to Sunni brethren, Rabia level 12, and according to the Shia one, Rabia level 17. So that's why Imam Khomeini, based on a very innovative action, named this week the Week of Unity between the Muslims. Now, the concept of wahda, unity, ittihad, is really important, especially in today's world, which the religion of Islam is attacked by, seditors, seditionists, you know, and those people who want to establish discord and disagreement among the Muslims. Let's start with the very concept and very definition of the wahda. What is wahda? Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin. Of course, when it comes to wahda and unity among Muslim nation and Muslim ummah, we should understand that Islam is the religion of wahda or religion of unity, because the very principal and fundamental teaching of Islam is wahda, which is the first and the most important principle of Islam.
That's right.
So that is why Islam is the religion of unity in terms of, theoretically it is the religion of unity, and also practically Islam is also again the religion of unity, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first important mission was this: to unite Muslims, to unite the first of all the people of Arab Peninsula in his time, as he succeeded to unite the people of Aus and Khazraj in Medina. So that's why it was the first step that was put forward by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is why I think when it comes to unity from the Islamic perspective, we can say that Islam focuses a lot and emphasizes a lot on unity, which is the first and the most principal doctrine and teaching of Islam.
That's all right. So, of course, as you said, unity or wahda can be defined from different angles, from different dimensions, Sayyid Mohsen. Nowadays, when we talk especially about the concept of wahda and unity, we mean the wahda between two important denominations and sects inside Islam. I mean the Sunni sect and the Shiite sect. First of all, talk about the necessity of the wahda between these two. Why is it at all important, significant, which was tackled more than 40 years ago, maybe by the late Imam Khomeini?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, when we talk about the wahda and its necessity, obviously, as you mentioned, there are two main groups in the Islam, the Sunniism, yes, and the Shiism, the Shiite Islam and the Sunni Islam. We have a verse in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And generally people know the meaning that grab the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tightly, firmly, and do not disperse in the groups. We know that after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were political groups, and later it was changed to the, we can say, schools as jurisprudence perspective. When we talk about the wahda, when we talk about the unity, it is important because when we look at the Islam from outside, we see every single Muslim as a Muslim, not as a Shia, Sunni,
yes,
I don't know, different like Sufi or Barelvi or the other sects that we have in Islam. The outsiders see Islam as an Islam.
Okay.
Therefore, we within Islam should have the unity. We should be united as a Muslim, because all of us pray to one God. We have one Qibla, which is Kaaba.
Yes.
We have the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is only one book, which is Quran, which we follow. So therefore, when we have all these similarities and the things that are common between us, the commonalities, therefore, on the things that are the disputes or maybe the difference of opinion, they're very few.
Okay.
Therefore, it is necessary that all Muslims get united so that they are powerful in front of enemies. The Prophet ﷺ was the savior, as the whole mankind, all the prophets were waiting for him. And his 12th son, Imam Mahdi ﷺ, who is the last savior, he's going to come and he's going to bring justice. And the main idea in the Islam, which is not in the capitalism, which is not in the socialism, which we cannot find in any other, we can say like school of thought in the world, is the difference is the difference of justice. That Islam, the main slogan of Islam is justice. And therefore, we must get united so that we can apply this justice in the world.
And about the difference of opinion, it's really good to know that. Usually in the past, when there was no extremists like, you know, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or we can say the specific versions of the readings out of and narratives out of the religion of Islam, there was so much respect between, we can say, the ulama of two sides. Even you could see that when Jannatul Baqi, we can say, in Arab Peninsula, was destroyed, it was the Ottoman Empire who restored it, you know? And the Ottoman Empire were the Sunni brethren, okay, who rebuilt these domes and the buildings over there. But unfortunately, as you said, segregationists, you know, and these quarters all across the world, which are supported by the, we can say, the oil and the petrol money and the Western superpowers money, unfortunately, after the establishing discord among them. How to avoid these disagreements, Sheikh? I mean, here the role of the ulama comes to the scene, I think, from both sides.
Yes, of course. As it was mentioned by our brother, that we have lots of commonalities and shared areas among Muslims, among Sunnis and Shias. One of the good solutions to solve this problem is this, to focus or to highlight those shared and common areas among Muslims.
Yes.
For example, when it comes to the main principles of Islam, like Tawheed, like Nabuwa, like Ma'ad. So these principles are kind of principles that all Muslims believe in. And so makes no difference whether you are Shia or Sunni, or even Salafi and Wahhabi. All of us believe in these main principles of Islam. And when it comes to the secondary issues or Furu'ud-Din, again, we believe in Salat, in prayer, in fasting, in Hajj, in Jihad, in Amr bil Ma'ruf, in Nahy anil Munkar. So in all of these things, we all believe.
Again,
even when it comes to Tawalli and Tabarri, all of us love the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household, and we try to stay away from the enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Ahlul Bayt. So you see, when such commonalities and shared areas are there, then why should we sometimes just focus on some kind of very unnecessary or secondary kind of points or issues or secondhand kind of issues? That is not true.
That's right.
So that's why I think we can even say that more than 90% of the teachings and Islamic rulings are common, are shared among us. So that's why that maybe 10% or even 5% of the differences that we have among Muslims, it is something natural and very much normal and usual that may happen among all followers of different religions, different schools of thought. But of course, sometimes we have to ignore these kind of differences, not to leave them, not to forget about them, but we have to respect each other. We have to tolerate each other when it comes to those differences. So this is the way that we can improve unity and wahda among Muslim nation.
Especially in today's world, because, as you know, this global system of living all across the world with this bordering has affected even the geographical borders of the Muslim lands. And nowadays, the freedom seekers, you know, all across the world, under different titles of the movements, are after influencing the Muslim communities, and the focus and their target are the Islamic lands and the Islamic states. We could see that what happened, for example, during the Islamic awakening in some of the countries. But unfortunately, as you could see, nowadays, the Islamic values are targeted by the Western powers. And one of the things, one of the main ways in order to get into the Muslim lands is establishing discord among the Muslims and even among the Muslims of a country. I do want to say Wahda is not only in the Islamic land, but in the Islamic lands, but in Islamic country also, we can say the concept of Wahda must be fortified and emphasized, isn't it, Sayyid?
Yes, very true. Obviously, when we look at the things, the tricks that the enemies are using, obviously, we know that their main countries who have the slogan that divide and rule, which is no matter whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Because they want to rule over you, so they divide you into different groups.
Yes.
Either into different political groups, or if you're a Muslim, into different, we can say, like religious groups. We can see there are many groups that were made by the British government when they were in the East.
Yes.
We can say like in the Indo-Pak, in the subcontinent. We can see like the Ahmadiyya,
yes,
who were made, like he announced himself as the last prophet and all those things. So they were supported by the, we can say like a British country at that time.
Imam al-Zamani called him, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are different groups that are being made, and they always supported that. Even
yes.
Today we can see that the amount of groups that exist in the UK, in the Muslims or
yes.
the Shias, who are deviated from the right Islam, from the, we can say, what Islam says. For example, we know that the ISIS and the Daesh, they were backed by the Western powers. And they have nothing to do with the Islam. The only thing has, that, like, they were look like
yes.
Muslims, but they were
okay.
not the Muslims.
Yes.
We know that every single Muslim who were intellect, they refused to accept them as a Muslim because
yes.
Muslims do not slaughter people.
Yes.
So Islam is the religion of peace. Therefore, when we see that these tricks and these things that are happening against the Islam, therefore, it is necessary to have this unity. This is one thing. The other thing is unity. When we talk about the unity, unity does not mean to leave your beliefs. According to Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani, late Ayatollah Fazil Lankarani,
yes.
rahmatullah alayhi, he said that unity means that to do not leave your beliefs and to do not touch the sensitive things of the others.
Okay.
And do not talk about them in front of them.
Yes.
So this is the unity, you know.
Okay.
When you, even in the Quran, Allah says, do not say bad words about the, you know, the other's God.
Yes.
The fake gods in
yes,
front
yes,
of
yes.
them.
Yes, yes.
Because they will make your God a liar or something like that. So they refuse your God. So this is one of the ways, obviously, that Islam is saying that you need to respect the others in front of them. But on the other hand, we should not leave the beliefs that we have. We
That's
should
right.
not, you know, just say that, okay, if we want to have unity, so we have to not to believe on these things that we believe. It doesn't mean.
Okay.
Unity is in a place where there is a dispute.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you very much to your listeners for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Khalaf Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة
ثعاتا أنا لها